This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning and welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, as always. And, well, this is a Saturday. Saturday, April 6th, the day that's been circled on the calendar for quite some time for everybody out there. Big game between the Panthers and the Boston Bruins coming up from 3:30 today in Boston. We'll have it for you at 3 o'clock on the radio network with Panthers Preview. And again, we'll drop the puck shortly thereafter, Panthers and the Bruins. And, well, it's the final regular season matchup for the Panthers and the Bruins. Panthers looking for their first win over Boston this season. The Bruins have led the Atlantic Division for a big chunk of the year. The Panthers have been right there behind them. They've flip-flopped spots on a couple of occasions. Right now, the Boston Bruins have a four-point edge on the Panthers. It's going to be game number 78 of 82 for both teams coming up today. So if the Panthers can win this one, especially in regulation, because the Panthers do hold the tiebreakers, if the Panthers can win this one in regulation, they're 2 points back with four games to play. Very much means that that top spot in the Atlantic is something the Panthers could potentially grab before the regular season's all said and done. If Boston wins this one today, the Panthers still have a shot at that first spot in the Atlantic Division, but it gets increasingly more difficult if they don't get a win today. So a game with a lot on the line. You certainly want to finish with the best record that you can. The playoff race is more than taking shape at this point. Lots of movement, lots happening day to day across the National Hockey League as far as these races are concerned. They've been very entertaining. Big one today. And, of course, we've got you covered across the radio network. Panthers Preview. with you at 3, and then we will drop the puck at 3:30 from Boston. We'll have you covered if you're listening, Miami-Dade and Broward County, our flagship home, 560 WQAM, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up the Treasure Coast in the Florida Keys, 100.3 Thunder Country. As always, your place to check us out. We've got you covered on Channel 932 on your SiriusXM app as well, so you can always find us there. The Panthers app, the NHL app, makes it so easy to tune in, so make sure you have a way to catch the broadcast this afternoon. Again, 3 o'clock Panthers preview, 3:30, we're dropping the puck. Again, Doug Plagans here with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Lots to get to here on Panthers preview as we take you through this hour and talk all things Florida Panthers hockey. Coming up next segment from the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast, Jameson Olive and I, by popular demand, folks, we did Contender or Pretender Western Conference edition not too long ago. Well, on the most recent episode of Territory Talk, which dropped just a couple of days ago while the Panthers have been on this road trip, their final regular season road trip, we did Contender or Pretender the Eastern Conference edition, and I'm going to play a cut from that coming up in segment number 2. We talk about everything going on across the Eastern Conference. We size up some of the top dogs in the East, if you will. So we'll get to all that coming up in segment number 2. Segment number 3, our friend from the Panthers Bally Sports Florida broadcast, Red Deer Randy Muller, is going to stop by later on in the hour to chat about this one here today against the Boston Bruins. The Panthers also have a 4-game homestand coming up to close out the regular season, so you don't want to miss any of the action when the Panthers get back on home ice. It all starts on Tuesday when the Panthers will play host to the Ottawa Senators, who they just beat a couple of days ago. We'll talk about the week that was here in just a moment, but right now, the week ahead, the Panthers will play Ottawa on Tuesday at 7, and then on Thursday, the Panthers will entertain the Columbus Blue Jackets at 7 o'clock. A week from today, the Panthers have a 5 o'clock game against the Buffalo Sabres, and then the regular season concludes a week from Tuesday with a matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7:30. So that's what lies ahead for the Panthers. Everything on home ice for the rest of the regular season after this one here today. You want to make sure you get your Panthers tickets. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK, the number to call. And with the playoffs coming up especially, folks, you want to make sure you have the best gear. FLATeamShop.com is your place to go. And we're going to give you the save of the game at FLATeamShop.com right now. Normally, we don't do this till the game starts, but we're going to give it to you right now. Go over to FLATeamShop.com. Use the code RATDAY. Receive a $2 rally wrap with any purchase of $50 or more. Don't miss your chance to get your rally wraps. Offer expires tonight, 11:59 p.m., so act now. And celebrate 30 years of Panthers hockey with $30 tickets. Get your specially priced tickets to select games the rest of the season. Go to FloridaPanthers.com and secure your seats today while supplies last. Before we get to the week that was, just looking at what's on tap for today. The Panthers coming into today's game, again, 3:30 in Boston. The Panthers are 48-24-5, 101 points in 77 games. Boston's 45-17-15, 105 points in 77 games. The Panthers are 4 points back of the Bruins with 5 games to play. This is the last head-to-head regular season matchup coming up here today. So, if the Panthers win this one, they'll be just 2 points back of the Boston Bruins. If they win it in regulation, certainly that top spot in the Atlantic would be in play. If Boston wins this one, especially in regulation, if they were to take a 6-point edge with 4 games to play, it becomes pretty difficult for the Panthers, but the possibility is still there if they ran the table and got some help to win the Atlantic Division regular season crown. So again, that's what's at stake today as things continue to unfold. It's looking increasingly likely that the first round playoff opponent for the Panthers and the Boston Bruins would either be Toronto or Tampa Bay, depending on where the Panthers and the Bruins finish, depending on where Tampa Bay and Toronto finish. It's starting to trend that way because the New York Rangers currently have 108 points in 77 games. They are 7 points up on the Panthers with 5 games to play. So again, it's starting to look increasingly likely that that first round opponent could be Toronto or Tampa Bay, but all you can do is let the games play out and see where the chips fall at the end of the regular season. Let's go back to the week that was. It was 1 week ago since the last time we spoke to you on Panthers Insider. That's how we like to do this. The last time we spoke to you on Panthers Insider last Saturday, we were getting ready for the Panthers and the Red Wings to play an afternoon game at Amerant Bank Arena. Well, it was a tight one. The Panthers ultimately won. Here are the highlights as they aired from a Panthers 3-2 shootout win over Detroit 1 week ago.
Ekblad, fresh off serving the penalty. He weaves in, and he got a shot away. Picked up up front. Bouncy puck, they score, and the Panthers tie the game. It's Barkov. He was crashing the net. He got there, and he beats Alex Lyon in close. This game's tied at one. Here's Barkov up the right side. Reinhardt, Barkov through the far circle. Tries to get through the pressure. Poked up front, and he scores! Barkov, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. Barkov was able to muscle his way through the pressure. He poked it on net, and it fooled Alex Lyon, and the Panthers are up a goal.
Kane to Larkin, long feed, and a breakaway down to left to break it. Heads in to break it. A shot. Oh, what a save by Bobrovsky. He kicked it away, and back along come the Panthers now on the counterattack. Reinhardt shooting first for the Panthers. He goes right to left across your radio. Reinhardt takes it from center and weaves in to the slot. A shot. He scores. Stick side. He beat Lyon. And Reinhardt starts the shootout with a big goal for the Panthers. Well, Larkin, who tied it late in regulation for Detroit, is going to try and tie it in the shootout for Detroit now in round three. The Detroit captain, he was shaken up earlier in the game, returned. He heads in near circle. Larkin to the front of the net. A shot save, Bobrovsky! And the Panthers win it in the shootout. 3-2 the final score.
Get her done!
Sergei Bobrovsky with the big save on Larkin as he was able to get the blocker out to steer it away. And the Panthers get the win over the Red Wings. 3-2 is the final score here at Amerant Bank Arena this afternoon.
So it was a 3-2 shootout win for the Panthers over the Red Wings 1 week ago. And, well, as the Panthers got ready for the next game, which would have been Monday night in Toronto, I had a chance to ask Paul Maurice in our usual pregame conversation what he liked from that previous game that went over Detroit.
The rush that we offense that we gave up against Detroit was a function of Detroit, nothing that we're worried about in terms of being a systemic problem with us. And again, we're in the box, you know, for an awfully long time. And that's just the way the game was played. So, yeah, we deserve to win the game in my mind. I think we've had wins earlier in the year. I'm thinking about Washington, Ottawa, Montreal, that were tight games at the end. And our expectation, we were just grinding, right? And it was a big win. And we have a higher expectation of ourselves. So there's a bit more frustration maybe in that game, except it was a good result, a right result. And now we can start building our way back.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there with thoughts on the win over Detroit 1 week ago. So then the Panthers would go off to Toronto to start this final road trip of the regular season Monday night. They were tripped up, lost that game by a 6-4 final score, almost came back, made it 5-4, got it back to 5-4 late, I should say. But Toronto got the empty netter, and they won the game 6-4. The Panthers went to Montreal for the second night of a back-to-back 1 night later, lost that one 5-3. So they were looking for a response when they went to Ottawa on Thursday night. And they certainly did get the bounce back they were looking for. A 6-0 win over the Senators, and it sounded like this. Here's some of the highlights as they aired on the Panthers radio network.
Back come the Panthers on the counterattack. Sam Bennett up the near side. He'll drill it in. Around it goes far side. Matthew Tkachuk. Nick Cousins in front. A shot. He scores. And Nick Cousins gets the Panthers on the board. 1 minute, 2 seconds in. A great setup from Matthew Tkachuk. And Cousins walked into the slot and ripped it past Korpisalo. A 1-0 lead for the Panthers here as Nick Cousins opened up a passing lane for Tkachuk. And right from the hash mark, Cousins was able to rip it home. Evan Rodriguez heads to the Worcester in to the near point. Dmitry Kulikov a drive, and he scores! Upstairs, Dmitry Kulikov on a blast from the left point, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead. 1 minute, 37 seconds into the game. Dmitry Kulikov with a blast from out at the left point. And for Kulikov, that's going to be his first goal of the campaign. Luostarinen, he'll take it back behind the net. Looks for a passing lane. Luostarinen to Lundell. And he'll drag it down to that far corner. Sharp angle try, and he scores! Anton Lundell from a near impossible angle. Able to sneak it pass. Corposalo may have gone off the goaltender and in. And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead. 17:25 to go here in the second. Up the near side, Matthew Tkachuk. He'll bring it in right circle. Matthew Tkachuk, front of the net, drop pass, and a shot. They score. It's Sam Bennett, top corner, and the Panthers take a 4-0 lead. What a setup there, and what a finish. It was dropped off to Bennett right out there in front of the net. Matthew Tkachuk saw him coming, and Bennett there to wrist it home, and the Panthers comfortably in front there in the driver's seat now, up 4-0 here in Ottawa. Ekman-Larsson down low, loose puck, Barkov takes the feed across, shot, and they score! And it's Sam Reinhart from the left circle, able to sneak that one past Forsberg before the goaltender can get across. The Panthers take a 5-0 lead with 2:04 to play here in the second. Sam Reinhart picking up goal number 53 on the campaign. A little back and forth out in front of the net with Barkov, and Sam Reinhart, the one with the finish. Now it's handled on the far side. Barkov, Reinhart back to Barkov. Reinhart over to Barkov again, right circle in front. Tip, they score, and it's Matthew Tkachuk right out in front. A power play goal, and the Panthers take a 6-0 lead with 16:06 to go here in this third period. Absolutely perfect puck movement there for the Panthers on the man advantage, and they cash in, and it's Matthew Tkachuk right out in front. So the final seconds will tick away here as Ekman-Larsson gives to Forsling, and that's going to be it for this one. The Panthers are 6-0 winners in Ottawa tonight, and the Panthers hit the century mark in points for the third time in team history. A 101-point total now for the Panthers and for Sergei Bobrovsky, a 30-save shutout, his 43rd shutout in his NHL career. The Panthers take it 6-0 tonight. Six different goal scores for the Panthers here this evening. And the Panthers in runaway fashion take care of business tonight here in Ottawa. 6-0 the final score here at Canadian Tire Center.
So a big win for the Panthers in runaway fashion there, as you heard it, lots of goal scoring. 6-0, the Panthers beat Ottawa back on Thursday to rebound and get back on the winning side of things. Here's Sam Bennett, who scored for the third consecutive game during that one, with thoughts on the win.
Yeah, it was a great start for our team. We came out flying, came out ready to play. Our bench was loud. We were having fun again. We did a great job on the PK. Special teams is really good tonight. All around, that was just a great effort from our group. I think our group's been pretty good at staying pretty even keel through this rough stretch. But anytime you can have a game, a full 60-minute game like that, it's going to be good for your confidence. That was good for us.
So that was Sam Bennett. Here's Anton Lundell, who scored for the second consecutive game, a goal he scored that was just from a nearly impossible angle. Anton Lundell, post-game Thursday, talking about the team banding together as they won without some key players in the lineup.
Yeah, I think this was huge for us as a team. We have had some tougher games, but the way we were able to change today was unbelievable, and it took everybody, including obviously Bob, but all four lines and everybody was in it today, so it was a great team win. Well, even that, we have some guys away, but we're able to play the same way, and that's playoffs, you never know who's going to be out, who's going to be in, so just trying to do everything you can, and you need to be able to fight for the win every night.
So Anton Lundell of the Panthers right there. That was post-game Thursday after the 6-0 win in Ottawa. Here's Sergei Bobrovsky, who picked up his 43rd NHL shutout in that victory, with his takeaways from the win.
All periods, all shifts, everything, Guys did the great block shots at the right time, and the offense was delivered. So we were tight, we were together, and we defend great, so it was fun. Yeah, it's definitely, it's a big win for us, in order to go forward. We just keep chipping away, one shift at a time, one moment at a time.
So Sergei Bobrovsky, the winning goaltender there. Here is the winning head coach from the game back on Thursday. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, who also liked what he saw from his team.
I like the bench. I like the way we played in the defensive zone. They've got a really active blue line, and we were blocking shots at 4-0, 5-0, 6-0. I like that an awful lot because the puck doesn't hurt less at 5-0. And the penalty kill, clearly, really strong, great sticks, but a lot of pressure on it tonight. I like that they were able to get their energy up for the game. This is 10 games in 17 days. This is our ninth in that set, and got some guys sick. We had a guy, Steve Lorenz, played through the game tonight, intermittent vomiting. So we had a bunch of it go through a team, and I think that there's really kind of rallied together over after our last two losses. It was good. Yeah, like we have a certain standard. It's not an easy game to play. But if you play that game, then you should have fun. You should laugh and joke on the bench when something funny happens. And you should be a part of, you know, and very present if you like your work ethic. And it's hard to do that for 82 games the way we play, and we had a little lull in it. So you don't get to, you also don't get to have fun when you're not competing as hard as you need to. So we had some grumpy days there. But and Barkey's right. We had played hard going into the before the Toronto game. We deserved to go in there a little more with a little different attitude, hoping we got it kind of a little bit of our swagger back.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. One more from him post-game Thursday. He moved into sole possession of fourth on the NHL's all-time coaching wins list. That was number 865 Thursday in Ottawa. He was asked if that stands out.
What hits me is sometimes I think back and I thought if I could coach 500 games in this league, that would be something else. Because I think the average number is about 250 or 350. And then you hit it and you go in there, oh, man, if I could get 500 wins, that'd be something. And then you just start getting older. I have more fun coaching the game now than I ever have in my life. I like the game where it's at. I really love these players and this organization. And I've been lucky. I've worked with great teams and great people, and that's kind of how I got here today.
One of the best in the game, Paul Maurice right there, talking about getting into fourth all-time on the NHL's all-time wins list last time out. So he and the Panthers getting set to take on the Bruins today. 3:30 face-off in Boston. Coming up next, Contender or Pretender, Eastern Conference edition. Jameson Olive and I on the Territory Talk podcast. We had some discussion about who we thought the teams that could make a serious run in the East were, and we'll talk about that coming up next. And then after that, Red Deer Randy Moeller from the Panthers TV broadcast. He'll stop by and preview today's game as well. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass getting ready for the Panthers and the Bruins. 3 o'clock pregame, 3:30. We're dropping the puck across the Panthers radio network. Don't miss any of the action coming up from Boston today. Panthers back home Tuesday at 7 against the Ottawa Senators. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Well, we dropped an episode of the Territory Talk podcast this week, and it was just a couple of days ago, and by popular demand, Contender or Pretender, Eastern Conference edition. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and I broke it all down. Let's get right to it.
So let's go to first wild card right now, a team that maybe could also end up at a time it looked like possibly third in the Atlantic, but it seems like that's going to be a little hard now with the Leafs getting hot here. But the Tampa Bay Lightning, second, or should I say first wild card spot right now, 89 points. They're pretty much locked in, 8-1-1 over the last 10. They've been clicking since the trade deadline. Anthony Duclair, a really nice pickup for them. We all know what Duke can do, fast, can score. We'll see what happens come playoff time and where he kind of fits. But they've given him a great opportunity. He's been in their top six with their top players ever since he got there. Andrei Vasilevskiy hasn't had the usual big cat season you'd expect.
Better lately, but...
But better lately, and come playoff time, I'm never betting against him. So I'm going to say Tampa Bay Lightning, even with some pieces missing, even though they're not the same old Lightning, I'm still going to say contender because they still have enough big pieces. They still got Hedman. They still got Kucherov, Stamkos. I like Hagel. You know, obviously Braden Point's a star in this league. And because Andrei Vasilevskiy can turn it on at any point, I'm saying contender.
I think they can win a round or two. They're really well coached. They've got the championship DNA. They aren't as maybe deep as some Lightning teams in the past have been. If they start to lose a body or two, it can get kind of wobbly kind of quickly there with the personnel. But Andrei Vasilevsky is playing better now than he was early on. Let's not forget he didn't have a training camp, and he showed up on the scene early December to get things rolling. His numbers for most of the season in the high 890s, not what we're accustomed to seeing out of the Big Cat, but he is playing some of his best hockey lately. And the other thing with them, the championship DNA, you can't always just turn it on, but that team knows how to dial it in, especially in their own zone in a playoff series. Again, I don't see them being a team that can win a Stanley Cup here in 2024, but could they win a round or two? Absolutely.
And also, let's not forget, they do have the top power play in the NHL, almost 30%. And if you can just be good enough at 5-on-5 and go 2-for-3 on the power play in the playoffs, like, you can win a lot of games. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
They've done it before.
They've done it before, but I'm definitely going contender for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now going up the Metro Division, third in the Metro, Philadelphia Flyers, like we already talked about. Not even sure they're going to hold on to that spot. Not even sure they're going to make the playoffs. Not a contender. I don't think. They've had a surprising season. I give a lot of credit to John Tortorella. Owen Tippett's had a great season.
And the new big goalie there, yeah. Ivan Fedotov, shows up.
I know he was the biggest boy in the NHL for a while until we signed Cooper Black, who, you know, we have high hopes for. We loved him in D-camp, but he's 6'8", I believe. So dwarfing him, making the other guy look small. But I also think they're a couple years off. I don't think this was like the first year of a year towards contention. I think
their ceiling is just getting in. But you can't undermine what John Tortorella's done with that team.
And then we get
way ahead of schedule.
Way ahead of schedule. But then we get to the team with the X's, second in the Metro Division right now, 3 points behind the New York Rangers for the top spot on the Metro. Carolina Hurricanes, 8-1-1 in their last 10. You know, one of the top power plays, one of the top defenses, just a really solid team, deep team, top to bottom. When fully healthy, I think them and the Panthers, probably the two deepest teams. Loved both their deadline moves, getting Kuznetsov, Jake Guentzel, two really strong pickups for them. And I'm saying, you know, without a doubt, contender. Easy, easy contender pick.
As dangerous as a team gets.
If you told me to take the Homer hat off and I had to pick a team that was not the Panthers to make it out of the East, first team I'm picking is the Carolina Hurricanes.
They are as dangerous as
it gets. Hungry. They've had such, you know, runs lately over the years. They've gotten close a lot of years. They just can't get over the hump. And they're a team that will either do it or they won't, but they're at that point now where they're at the hump and they just got
to
get over it.
It's a great roster. And to echo what you said, next to the Panthers in terms of overall roster balance and depth, best roster that's out there. I don't think just in the Eastern Conference. I think maybe overall. It's right there with the best rosters and roster construction in the National Hockey League. They took the swing that maybe they, I should say, a couple of swings that maybe they've been criticized in the past for not taking last year, and a big part of it was injury related. But last year, a lot of folks thought maybe they lacked some offensive punch and didn't go take that big swing at the deadline. Well, this year they took a couple of them, and the Kuznetsov one, that was kind of the, you know, that was the roll of the dice, and that one's really paid off, and Jake Guentzel's fit like a glove since he went in there. It's a really deep roster. They have two goaltenders that can play.
Which is sometimes a negative. And you start to overthink.
Yes. You start.
Maybe I should put the other guy in. And then
I have to think, I'm not in Rod Brindamore's head. I got to think Freddie Anderson's the game one starter, but they're both good options that they have there.
And as we saw in the playoffs last year, Freddie, even though he didn't get a win against the Panthers, was solid in all those games.
Yeah, he's a good goalie, no question about it. And overcame a pretty scary situation this year to get back onto the ice for the Carolina Hurricanes. That's a really good team. And like I said, is as dangerous as another team gets in the National Hockey League heading into the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yep. And then you go top spot Metro, New York Rangers.
I like their roster better than the Rangers roster, actually.
I agree with that as well. Regardless, Rangers definitely a contender. You know, they have one of the top power plays, one of the top offenses. Shesterkin, when he's on his game, is one of the best goalies in the NHL. Kind of like Vasi, though, hasn't had the season you'd expect from him.
They ask a lot out of him.
But, yeah, like you said, they play a little bit more of an open game. They ask him to make some big saves. But because they play that open game with guys like Panarin and Zibanejad flying up and down the ice, you know, they can score a lot of goals, but they also can give up some stuff the other way. And I think good teams can take advantage. So that's why I don't think they're necessarily as built for playoffs as the Hurricanes or the Panthers are. But because of the weapons they have, because of how good that power play is, because they're the New York Rangers and they're going to play some games at MSG where I think they have a nice home ice advantage, you have to say contender, but I just wouldn't put them above some other teams in the East.
I don't like the overall roster as much as, say, Carolina's if we're comparing heavyweights in the Metro. But in terms of top-end elite skill, as good as anybody has.
Yep, for sure. Panarin, and another hungry team. Another team that's got some guys
team that's been close.
And been close.
So absolutely a contender, a team to certainly not be taken lightly. That being said, even though they right now, they're the top seed in the Eastern Conference overall, I would still say that I like Carolina's roster a little better in a seven-game playoff series than that of the New York Rangers.
For sure. Third in the Atlantic Division, Toronto Maple Leafs, the team we just saw, 95 points. Have a chance. They've got a game in hand, two games in hand, should I say, on both the Panthers and the Bruins. So, like, they could actually make a push for maybe second in the Atlantic if the Panthers keep trying to, you know, figure things out here. We'll see. But regardless, 6-3-1 over their last 10, three-game winning streak right now at the time of this recording. Kind of fit the mold of the other teams. You know, good offense, good power play, not the best defense. Like you said, they're going to give up some stuff going the other way. Top heavy, although I do like some of their depth pieces they have now. You look at guys like Robertson's a great player. But as we kind of learned last year, if you can find a way to shut down the top guys and you have a good line or two that can do that, they can't really rely on their goaltending. They can't really rely on their other depth guys. The defense a little banged up. We'll see what happens comes playoff time. But I'm going to say, from a win the cup perspective, I'm going to say pretender. So, and it also doesn't help that every step of the way, if they struggle, they're going to have the local media champing at the bit to kind of bring them down a little bit. So they're one of the few teams that face outside forces. They don't just face their opponents. They face the pressure there in Toronto. And some people like to pretend that's good pressure. I don't think it is. But they have a tough road regardless of what happens. And I'm just not sure that team is built to win the cup.
There's more proceed with caution with this team than anybody else out there, and a lot of that is because they haven't totally shown it to us in the Stanley Cup playoffs yet.
They haven't had the runs of the seasons that the Rangers or the Hurricanes have had recently, where we're like, they're at the hump, they're there,
getting to the conference final. Yeah. They've seen what it takes, and I don't think you need to lose to learn how to win. But they have not had those deep runs fall short that the other teams have. I think that hardens you a little bit. But as far as the Toronto Maple Leafs are concerned here, in terms of elite skill, kind of like I said with the Rangers, in terms of top-end elite skill, as good as it gets, right there with everybody's. Goaltending, now here's the thing that's tough for them. Ilya Samsonov, whoever got Ilya Samsonov's game back in order mid-season when he went to the Marlies for a minute there, that person deserves a ton of credit, because Ilya Samsonov right now is playing the best hockey that I think any of us have seen him play. That being said, we've seen him fall short in some playoff matchups, and the big heavyweight matchups in the Eastern Conference, pretty much anybody Toronto plays is going to have a goaltending advantage over them. Unless Samsonov keeps this going, just stays hot, rides it all the way through the playoffs, we've seen crazier things happen. But I think they might not have, until I see it from Samsonov, I can't say that that's an elite playoff goaltender. We've seen Sergei Bobrovsky. We know what Shesterkin can do, even though Vasilevsky has been up and down by his standards. We know what he can do. The track record's there. Now, this year, he's not the best goalie in the league. The numbers will show that to you. But maybe he's pulling it together now. They have the big guns. Not sure they have the goaltending. But that being said, when we were there the other day, no Marner, no Riley, no Edmondson, no Yarncroak. Those are four guys that'll play. Yep. And you plug those into a team that already looks pretty good, that looks like it's made some progress since the last time the Panthers had seen the Leafs, it was November. Mm-hmm. A lot's changed since then. That was our first look at them in person. They passed the eye test. It's a good team. Would not surprise me if they won a round or two this year. But I just need to see a little bit more from a lot of folks over there on the blue and white side.
And for me, it's a mentality thing where when the Panthers were down 3-1 to the Bruins, we were there. And every guy in that room and every guy in the media was saying, you know what? We're fine. We'll figure it out. We got a shot. When the Panthers were up 3-1 on the Maple Leafs, everyone was writing it was over. You didn't sense any of that fire listening or watching the scrums for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Different mentalities. And at some point, you got to get the other mentality. You got to get the we're going to win no matter what mentality. And I don't think they have. I think they're front runners. I don't think they have that yet. I don't think they can come from behind in a series if they have to. And in the playoffs, that's going
to
happen.
We've never seen them have to do it. Well, yeah. We've seen them have to do it, and we just haven't seen it happen.
Exactly. So that's why I'm still sticking pretender. Second in the Eastern Conference, or should I say second in the Atlantic?
Yeah, I don't see the Leafs winning a cup, but I see them as a team that could win a round or two. Yep. Absolutely. They have the talent.
Second in the Atlantic Division, Florida Panthers. 99 points right now, already punched their ticket, but 2-7-1 in their last 10, as we've talked about. I think we've said everything that needs to be said about the Panthers. I think as long as they're healthy and as long as they got that Panther fire, they're definitely contenders without a doubt. They're deep. They got the pieces. You know, when they're at their best, they have an elite penalty kill, an elite power play, elite defense, and a very good offense.
Still a contender, no doubt about it, if you're thinking otherwise.
And they got Bob. If they get playoff Bob from last year.
Exactly. Goaltending, huge part of it. And roster depth, roster construction, everything that's there. If you are, this is a team that's absolutely a contender. If you're thinking otherwise, based on a game in Toronto and a game in Montreal here in the beginning of April, then you need to just take a breath and look at the big picture. Look at the overall body of work and look at the roster. This team is a contender. I don't think there's any dispute.
And there also hasn't been any, other than the obvious changes of guys being sick and out and hurt, there hasn't been like a seismic change in their game.
And let's not
forget that you can point to and say, like, I'm worried about that, and that's why
there was a stretch of time where the Panthers were extremely, extremely fortunate health wise.
Yep.
From about the time that Ekblad, Montour, Bennett came back in November, pretty much all the way through, you know, pretty much all the way through the All-Star break, they were extremely healthy, and they were able to use that to their advantage. So that leaves us with one team, Jameson.
The team that's always the team that we talk about. The Boston Bruins.
It's contender.
The Panthers were right there, but the Bruins seem to have not locked up because there's still one head-to-head matchup left between the Panthers and Bruins this Saturday, but they have a four-point lead right now on the Panthers with six games left for the top spot in the Atlantic. You have to say contender, but it does make you wonder just because they were a much better team last year. They didn't really do anything at the deadline to get better this year, and it didn't work out last year. But regardless, they're the Bruins. They can beat you. They're a contender. But I would not put them ahead of the Hurricanes, the Panthers, or the Rangers, I don't think.
Now, they're a team I think maybe did learn some things last year going through what they did. Last year, they really didn't have to make many hard decisions, didn't really have to face any adversity up until about game 5-6 of that first round series. So maybe they approach some things differently. We'll see what they might do with the goaltending. Maybe they just keep alternating the guys like they have been all season long.
I think it's Swayman's net for
I think start. It is. I think Swayman's the guy long term, but we'll see what they do with it there. The question there with the Boston Bruins, they've gotten a lot out of Zacha. They've gotten a lot out of Charlie Coyle. Those are good players, but those are their top two centermen. Neither one's a Barkov. Neither one is an Aho. Neither one is a Matthews.
A Zibanejad.
So they could very well be overmatched down the middle against anybody they play.
Yeah.
In a seven-game series, night to night during the regular season, you can work around that. In a seven-game playoff series when everybody's on the same schedule, we'll see how that works for them.
So we broke it all down right there. Contender or pretender, the Eastern Conference edition. If you like that, you can hear the entire episode, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, or wherever you get your podcast, the official Panthers podcast, Territory Talk, presented by our friends at Baptist Health. We'll step aside one last time. We'll come back. We'll preview today's game in Boston. We've got Randy Moeller stopping by, Panthers analyst on Bally Sports Florida. That's going to be on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans, Dan Day here with you. It's the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Panthers getting set to take on the Boston Bruins. 3:30 today from Boston. 3 o'clock we're on the air with Panthers preview. Panthers back home for four straight home games to close out the regular season beginning Tuesday at 7 against Ottawa. Let's get out to the guest line now as we've got my friend and yours, Panthers analyst on Bally Sports Florida, Red Deer manager Randy Moeller, kind enough to stop by. And, well, Randy, diving right into it first, I know we've got the Panthers and the Bruins today, but you played the game for a long time in the National Hockey League. How nice was it for this Panthers group to get a runaway win in Ottawa like they had, to get back on the winning side of things, to get a 6-0 win? That has to feel good for everybody when you get one like that.
Yeah, Doug, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was. I think it was more of a relief. The Panthers over the last couple of weeks have just their main motive is to try and get not only their team game but individuals, get their game on track and get ready. Everything is all pointing towards the playoffs, and the Panthers had a couple of stinkers in there where they just didn't play well. The energy level wasn't there and that. So to go into Ottawa and have a complete game, and Sergei Bobrovsky with his fifth shutout of the year, the Panthers got some depth scoring in that game, and power play goal, their penalty killing was spot on, and that's what they're working at. And, you know, you don't want to devalue these last five games, including this afternoon against the Boston Bruins, but it's more important that the Panthers are, as I mentioned, that they're getting their team game. And the way that they play is very difficult. Paul Maurice talks about that, where they are the hardest working, fastest, most aggressive forechecking team in the NHL. They've proven that now over the last couple of years. That takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of commitment. And all five players, skaters on the ice, have to be committed to doing that. And that's difficult because you're not going to get that game in and game out. But you can work on the individual games, get guys healthy, get them confident and playing at the top of their game, and then once they drop that puck in the first game of the playoffs, they're ready to go. They know what they need to do. They have the experience, even though they're a fairly young team. They have the experience, of course, last year at the finals. They just need to get their game at the top peak, and everybody's pulling the rope the right way once that puck drops in game one of the first round.
Randy Moeller here with us on Panthers Insider, Panthers and the Bruins today at 3:30. And I know, Randy, this is a national telecast. You and the Bally crew will be back with everybody coming up for Tuesday night's game at home against Ottawa. But what intrigues you most about this Panthers-Bruins game today, which, folks, if you're tuning in on the television side, you can catch it nationally on ABC. But Panthers-Bruins today, the last time these two teams played, the Panthers didn't get the win, but they actually loved the way they played in that one at Amerant Bank Arena not too long ago. What intrigues you the most here about a game today that, potentially could be for the Atlantic Division, or in the Panthers' case, if they're going to have a chance to win the Atlantic Division, they might need to get this one today?
Well, it's a big measuring stick. I mean, Bruins are ahead of the Panthers in the standings in the Eastern Conference, so man, the Panthers know that, you know, there's nothing really at stake as far as, I don't believe, you know, unless there's a complete collapse of the Boston Bruins, that the Panthers are going to catch them. They could, but, you know, you can't expect that. I don't think the Panthers are too worried about where they end up, but it's a measuring stick. And remember, there's a bad blood between these two teams. I expect it to be high pace. There's going to be playing with a lot of motion, and when that happens, you drift into physicality, and it could be quite a battle. And that's when the Panthers are playing their best, is when they're emotionally and physically involved. And, you know, the Boston Bruins are very tough on home ice. So this is a barometer for both teams, I think, as they're going into the last week of the regular season. And I you know that the Panthers, they'll want to get off to a great start. It all comes down, I think, not only if the Panthers are playing their game, Doug, but, you know, the special teams. That's the one thing that I've been asked over the last couple of weeks. And as the Panthers get prepared for the postseason, is they want to play aggressive. They want to be physical, but they can't spend the whole time in the penalty box and allow a powerful, like this afternoon, Bruins power play to be on the ice for 10, 12, 14 minutes. It's just too taxing on your team, and it puts you behind the eight ball as well. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the Panthers to play smart, aggressive, stay out of the penalty box, and they got a great chance at stealing 2 points out of Boston.
And you mentioned staying out of the penalty box, and the Panthers probably have spent more time than they would like in the box collectively lately, but you talked about the penalty kill. They were 6-for-6 last time out. Here on the road trip, they're 15-for-16 on the penalty kill. Again, maybe too much time on the penalty kill by their standards, but what have you liked about the penalty kill overall? Because it's been pretty good when they've had to call on it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. The Panthers, that's one of their biggest strength is their special teams, and especially the penalty kill. what I like about that penalty kill, Doug, is I think they've got some really nice tandems up front, and of course are back on the fence as well. But you know, they're working on rotation, and as we get into the playoffs, you don't want Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart, who has been paired up all season long on a penalty killing pair up front, and they've got those shorthanded goals and been so prolific at killing off penalties. You don't want them out there back to back to back three, four times in a period, because you want them to save their energy for 5-on-5 and on the power play. So the Panthers have, over the last couple games, they've had Stephen Lawrence killing penalties. They've even had Ryan Lomberg. So they've got a lot of depth. They've got a lot of options in the penalty kill. I think that's one of their strengths, and I think that will be tested again here and tried and rehearsed again here, too, with Paul Maurice going with three, possibly four different forwards units killing penalties against the Bruins.
Randy, last thing, right up against it, what's the biggest key for the Panthers in Boston here this afternoon?
Play, as I said, just got to stay out of the penalty box and not get this this loud crowd in behind. Boston's very tough on home ice. Try and take the crowd out of it, get that first goal, and play, like I say, play smart, physical, and stay out of the penalty box. Boston wants to play on the power play, just deny him.
He's Red Deer Randy Moeller from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. Randy, as always, thanks so much for stopping by here on Panthers Insider.
Always a pleasure, Doug. Have a great call this afternoon.
Thank you very much. He is Randy Moeller, again, joining us here on Panthers Insider, and that takes us to the end of the program. Big thanks to Randy for stopping by. Big thanks to all of you for stopping by and tuning in this morning. Panthers and the Bruins coming up this afternoon, 3 o'clock with Panthers preview. We're dropping the puck at 3:30, and then the Panthers back home for four straight to round out the regular season, beginning Tuesday at 7 against Ottawa. We'll talk to you with Panthers preview at 3 o'clock coming up this afternoon. I'm Doug Plagans, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Panthers getting set to take on the Boston Bruins. 3:30 today from Boston. 3 o'clock we're on the air with Panthers preview. Panthers back home for four straight home games to close out the regular season, beginning Tuesday at 7 against Ottawa. Let's get out to the guest line now, as we've got my friend and yours, Panthers analyst on Bally Sports Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller, kind enough to stop by. Well, Randy, diving right into it first, I know we've got the Panthers and the Bruins today, but you played the game for a long time in the National Hockey League. How nice was it for this Panthers group to get a runaway win in Ottawa like they had, to get back on the winning side of things, to get a 6-0 win? That has to feel good for everybody when you get one like that.
Yeah, Doug, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was. I think it was more of a relief. The Panthers over the last couple of weeks have just their main motive is to try and get not only their team game, but individuals, get their game on track and get ready. Everything is all pointing towards the playoffs. And the Panthers had a couple of stinkers in there where they just didn't play well. The energy level wasn't there and that. So to go into Ottawa and have a complete game, and Sergei Bobrovsky with his fifth shutout of the year, the Panthers got some depth scoring in that game, and power play goal, their penalty killing was spot on, and that's what they're working at. And you know, you don't want to devalue these last five games, including this afternoon against the Boston Bruins, but it's more important that the Panthers are, as I mentioned, that they're getting their team game. And the way that they play is very difficult. Paul Maurice talks about that, where they are the hardest working, fastest, most aggressive forechecking team in the NHL. They've proven that now over the last couple of years. That takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of commitment. And all five players, skaters on the ice, have to be committed to doing that. And that's difficult because you're not going to get that game in and game out. But you can work on the individual games, get guys healthy, get them confident and playing at the top of their game. And then once they drop that puck in the first game of the playoffs, they're ready to go. They know what they need to do. They have the experience, even though they're a fairly young team. They have the experience, of course, last year with the finals. They just need to get their game at the top peak, and everybody's pulling the rope the right way once that puck drops in game one of the first round.
Randy Moeller here with us on Panthers Insider, Panthers and the Bruins today at 3:30. And I know, Randy, this is a national telecast. You and the Bally crew will be back with everybody coming up for Tuesday night's game at home against Ottawa. But what intrigues you most about this Panthers-Bruins game today, which, folks, if you're tuning in on the television side, you can catch it nationally on ABC. But Panthers-Bruins today, the last time these two teams played, the Panthers didn't get the win, but they actually love the way they played in that one at Amerant Bank Arena not too long ago. What intrigues you the most here about a game today that, potentially could be for the Atlantic Division, or in the Panthers' case, if they're going to have a chance to win the Atlantic Division, they might need to get this one today?
Well, it's a big measuring stick. I mean, Bruins are ahead of the Panthers in the standings in the Eastern Conference, so the Panthers know that there's nothing really at stake as far as, I don't believe, unless there's a complete collapse of the Boston Bruins, that the Panthers are going to catch them. They could, but you can't expect that. I don't think the Panthers are too worried about where they end up, but it's a measuring stick. And remember, there's some bad blood between these two teams. I expect it to be high pace. There's going to be playing with a lot of motion, and when that happens, you drift into physicality, and it could be quite a battle. And that's when the Panthers are playing their best, is when they're emotionally and physically involved. And, the Boston Bruins are very tough on home ice. So this is a barometer for both teams, I think, as they're going into the last week of the regular season. And I that the Panthers, they'll want to get off to a great start. It all comes down, I think, not only if the Panthers are playing their game, Doug, but, the special teams. That's the one thing that I've been asked over the last couple of weeks. And as the Panthers get prepared for the postseason, is they want to play aggressive. They want to be physical, but they can't spend the whole time in the penalty box and allow a powerful, like this afternoon, Bruins power play to be on the ice for 10, 12, 14 minutes. It's just too taxing on your team, and it puts you behind the eight ball as well. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the Panthers to play smart, aggressive, stay out of the penalty box, and they got a great chance at stealing 2 points out of Boston.
And you mentioned staying out of the penalty box, and the Panthers probably have spent more time than they would like in the box collectively lately, but you talked about the penalty kill. They were 6-for-6 last time out. Here on the road trip, they're 15-for-16 on the penalty kill. Again, maybe too much time on the penalty kill by their standards, but what have you liked about the penalty kill overall? Because it's been pretty good when they've had to call on it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. The Panthers, that's one of their biggest strength is their special teams, and especially the penalty kill. What I like about that penalty kill, Doug, is I think they've got some really nice tandems up front, and of course are back on the fence as well. But they're working on rotation, and as we get into the playoffs, you don't want Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart, who has been paired up all season long on a penalty killing pair up front, and they've got those shorthanded goals and been so prolific at killing off penalties. You don't want them out there back-to-back 3-4 times in a period, because you want them to save their energy for 5-on-5 and on the power play. So the Panthers have, over the last couple games, they've had Stephen Lawrence killing penalties. They've even had Ryan Lomberg. So they've got a lot of depth. They got a lot of options in the penalty kill. I think that's one of their strengths, and I think that will be tested again here and tried and rehearsed again here too, with Paul Maurice going with 3, possibly 4 different forwards units killing penalties against the Bruins.
Randy, last thing, right up against it, what's the biggest key for the Panthers in Boston here this afternoon?
Play, as I said, just got to stay out of the penalty box and not get this loud crowd in behind. Boston's very tough on home ice. Try and take the crowd out of it, get that first goal, and play, like I say, play smart, physical, and stay out of the penalty box. Boston wants to play on the power play, just deny him.
He's Red Deer Randy Moeller from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. Randy, as always, thanks so much for stopping by here on Panthers Insider.
Always a pleasure, Doug. Have a great call this afternoon.
Thank you very much. He is Randy Moeller, again joining us here on Panthers Insider, and that takes us to the end of the program. Big thanks to Randy for stopping by. Big thanks to all of you for stopping by and tuning in this morning. Panthers and the Bruins coming up this afternoon, 3 o'clock with Panthers preview. We're dropping the puck at 3:30, and then the Panthers back home for four straight to round out the regular season beginning Tuesday at 7 against Ottawa. We'll talk to you with Panthers preview at 3 o'clock coming up this afternoon. I'm Doug Plagans, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.